morning. We're all coming out of hibernation mode, heading back outside, enjoying the great outdoors. And one place that you can do that locally is at the Pine River Nature Center, where we find Carrie Klocka. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. So what's new at the Pine River Nature Center this spring?
Well, we have a lot of spring wildflowers that are coming back. It's good to see them. And then we have some things that are running late, like our lilac bushes don't even have leaves on them yet.
Is that just because of the cold temperatures?
Yes, the weather's been really strange, hasn't it?
It really has. I can imagine things are probably a little damp out there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. We have lots of mud.
It's an understatement, huh? Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you can still come out and take a look and see what's going on out there. And, you know, now that we're not just into spring, but really getting closer to summer, you've got some summer programs coming up, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're really excited about our Summer Nature Club. Kids sign up for 5 weeks, and they come one day a week in the morning. We also are starting a program for the older kids that will be on 2 days, and that's for kids ages 12 to 16.
So what kind of things do the older kids do?
They are going to do bushcraft and survival, so they'll learn how to safely make a fire and shelters.
That's fantastic. What a great thing to learn. What do the younger kids do at the Nature Club?
Well, the Summer Nature Club will have a lot of different things. Some of the subjects could be trees, plants, insects, birds, reptiles, amphibians, stream creatures, and mammals. So the kids always like getting right into the river to catch crayfish and things.
Gives them an opportunity to see nature up close where they might not otherwise really get that opportunity.
That's right, yes.
How do kids go about signing up for this?
Well, you can do online registration. It's at the St. Clair County RESA website. So that's sccresa.org. You go to programs, and then you scroll down to the Nature Center, and then you go upcoming programs.
It's not just for kids, though. Anybody can come out to the Pine River Nature Center, can't they?
Absolutely. You can visit the trails and the treehouse any day during daylight hours. The building is open generally weekdays during the day, so there's no restrooms available on the weekends, but the trails are there.
Where is the Pine River Nature Center for people that haven't been out there before?
Sure. It's right next to the Goodells County Park off of Castor Road and Lapeer, about 15 minutes west of Port Huron.
And what sort of things do you have out there? Yeah, obviously, you've got trails. You can see a lot of wildlife. What else goes on out there?
Well, we have a nice exhibit room where we have a lot of taxidermied animals, and you can see an eagle right up close and see exactly how large it is compared to your child. The river is always nice to visit, and the trails are great.
All right. Any time of year you can go out there, especially this time of year when there's lots of new things just starting to come up, and hopefully things dry out soon.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Carrie, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks,
Paul. Yeah, bye now.